gold dust. Sometimes in your apartment, underground, underheated, with its view of the green gully, later the shorn brown gully, and houses closer than we'd imagined, where we never cooked and rarely ate, with one table covered in letters, a side table with a coaster and one beautiful magazine, the television on cinder blocks where basketball often played, and black and white films, your home of the tenuous shelves, the bedroom of frames, the whole milk in the refrigerator, the broken railing to the porchless light, the daffodil, six tulips, and borrowed trash, recycling, parking, of flimsy chairs and the collected works of Merrill and Montale, where old receipts admitted some betrayals if held under a strangled lamp, and the paintings seemed to have been selected when you were happier, in that bed whose far end my anklet was never recovered from, you read aloud. Then, in that voice, I saw what I was circling, something almost proved real, as one lost in the Sierra Madre sees how large it all is, how majesty is the independence of things from our little striving. I witnessed it as it ran through my fingers, sourceless, unattachable, sweet.